Welcome to this presentation of Bethel Family Church. We hope you enjoy listening and that it helps you to grow closer to Jesus.
So, I've titled this sermon, Who Me? When I was writing this, I'd actually written something already in my journal. And so I thought, okay, yep, I'll go from that. And then I kind of started to doubt and I'm like, God, should I really do this? Like, should I really say this? Is this what you want to say? And so I got the sermon out again, and in the process of procrastinating, which we all do, I got onto the computer and I saw that my folders were all really messy and they needed tidying up, right? So I created some new folders and started to tidy things up and you know, label them and, you know, da-da-da-da. And I found this other sermon titled Obedience, and I'm like, I haven't preached many times, as you know. And so I opened it up and it was almost exactly what I'd written already. So obviously in one of the times, in my prayer times at night time, I'm going to say it's night time because you don't always remember those things, so I typed this up and saved it for a sermon. And so I really felt that that was God saying, this is the one I want you to share. And so, obedience, who, me? Yeah, could sort of put it around that. So, first of all, God has given us a purpose. God has given us a purpose for every moment we give our lives to Him and we accept Him as our Lord and Saviour. To live for Him and to spread the gospel, right? So that's our purpose, hey? And it's so that others might know the freedom that we have in Jesus. But I know that sometimes we get so caught up in our daily living, what we're doing each and every day, that we forget what our purpose is. We get distracted with our life, with what's going on with our family, what's going on with our jobs, all the stresses that come along with that. We kind of begin to lose direction. And then there are other factors like fear that come and intimidate us and stop us from doing what God has asked us to do or what God is calling us to do or whatever our purpose is. And our purpose for everyone is different. God has a different calling on everybody's life. He does ask us all to share the gospel with others around us. That's not just for one person who's the evangelist in the church or whatever. He asks everybody to share the gospel, right? But He has called us. He has given us gifts. And sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we just don't want to go there because it's too hard, right? So Caleb has not long finished all the series of all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so I think that some of this, like what God gave me, is kind of like a carry-on from that and to encourage you to use some of those gifts. So, but first of all, we have to know who we are in Christ. And I wanted to share this scripture with you. If you have your Bible, you can open up to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. So, brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of this world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of this world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things, and the things that are not, to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before Him. It is because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. So we understand that Jesus called us, right? He chose us. This means that Jesus is in you. It is because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus. So Jesus is in you, but you are in Jesus. Get that? Can you get that? It's hard to comprehend. Like we ask him in our hearts and our lives, and yet, but that means that we're also in him. We're part of him. So, this scripture may reaffirm what you feel. Maybe you feel not very wise, not very influential. Maybe you feel a pretty ordinary. But that's okay because that's who God chose us. God chose us because of those things. The awesome thing about that, though, is that when we have God in our lives, he makes us wise. He gives us the ability to call on his name, to ask for him for wisdom, right? He gives us influence to others around us. And the other thing that it says there, we're not of noble birth. None of us here are related to the queen, right? But because we've accepted him as Christ, we are of noble birth now. And so God is saying to us here that we are influential, that we can be wise, and that we are of noble birth, that he chose us. And we can just be reminded of who he did choose, of who his disciples were. He chose ordinary people. He chose fishermen. He chose tax collectors. People who were despised. The tax collectors weren't liked, were they? And, you know, like he chose those people. And so the thing is that I really, 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 really want you to get today is that he chose you. You are his, right? And so if you are his and you are called, you are part of the body of Christ. And so that means that you have a purpose. I have another scripture here if you're writing scriptures down, but I haven't got a slide for it, which is Ephesians 2:8-9. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. Okay, so that's established, right? Pretty much I'm saying you're important. Everyone say, I'm important. Okay, a bit louder. I'm important. Okay, thank you. All right. God chose you. You're a part of the body. And so now we all fit together and we all work together to serve the Lord. And we have purpose. And you'll find that scripture in, there's one body with many parts in 1 Corinthians 12. It goes on to verse 27, but I've just put up to verse 21. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, and some are free. But we all have been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. I'm going to read verse 14. It's not there for some reason. Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, I'm not part of the body because I'm not a hand, that does not make it any less part of the body. And if the ear says, I'm not part of the body because I am not an eye, would that make it any less part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? Or if your whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? Verse 18, but our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. How strange a body would be if it had only one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. The head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. So there's no doubt that when you accepted Jesus, that you are meant to have a place in the body of Christ. You have a purpose. We all have gifts that have been given to us. Some of them are part of who you are as a person, who God made you. And then there are some of the other ones that, like the gift of speaking in tongues, the gift of speaking out a word of knowledge. I like this. I thought this was from God. This is for our young ones and people who like computers. I believe they're supernaturally downloaded to us, right, at the time. When God wants us to share those things, he downloads that to us, right? So that then we can share that. The gift of tongues, he gives that to us to use and to practice. But the first moment encounter of getting that is almost like a download. So I did put some scriptures up here. If you're writing down scriptures, you want to take note and you want more of this stuff. Caleb did preach on the 1 Corinthians 12, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's also Ephesians 4, 1 to 14, which are some of the other gifts, like pastors, teachers. Some of you might not want to read that, but I didn't. So take that, meditate on that this week, some of those things. And, you know, go back to some of the sermons that Caleb's preached on some of those gifts. God has given us all gifts. He has given you those gifts. Now that we've established these truths, there's no way out now. So we have to go back to the cat. Who? Me? Yes, you. I'm going to ask you some questions. As I ask you some questions, you can close your eyes if you want to, and reflect on these questions so that nobody else sees your facial reactions, or write down some quick answers as you want to go. So what is God calling you to do? Are you walking in the opposite direction or simply ignoring it? Are you obeying? What are you letting get in the way of stepping out fully? Self-doubt, ignorance, apathy, fear of people, fear of being wrong. Have you allowed intimidation to rule your life? So this is the word that I felt that God put on my heart. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to read it out. I believe that God is calling you to step up. He's asking you to take some steps into the deep waters and follow his calling. I understand fully that God can put a desire or calling on our lives, and then he says, wait. And it's important to listen to these promptings, to pray on them and wait for God's timing. Then there are other times that God is calling you to use the gifts he has given you. So if you get a new phone for your birthday, is it going to stay in the box and stored in the cupboard in case something bad happens to it? No. We pull it out, we open the box, we get it working and on a plan, then we buy protective covering for our screens or phone cases. We play with it. We work it out, right? We work out what is new and we work out how to use it. The same is with our gifts from heaven. We need to accept them, not put them in the cupboard, not hide them away, but begin to unwrap them, begin to use them, to learn how they work. Yeah, sometimes we get it wrong. Use your Bible as your point of reference. If it doesn't line up, don't say it or do it. Use your protective covering, the armor of God, prayer, faith, and speaking out his promises. And the biggest one of all, as our protective covering, is the Bible, right? So I just want you to close your eyes again and think about what is it that God is asking you. Are you ready to accept that challenge? How do you want me to serve you? Maybe you're still haggling with God. Maybe you're still saying this is too hard. Don't want to look stupid. Don't want to do it, God. I believe that he wants to remind you in that case of Jonah. Okay, you can open your eyes now. If you've accepted that challenge, and it's time to start unwrapping the present, right? So it's time to start praying about it. Maybe you even need to fast. We don't actually talk about fasting a lot in our church yet. But there is power in fasting, in giving something up, in the sacrifice. And when we give something up, it draws us closer to him. It makes us ask him for stuff. And he can bring us answers in those times. So, you know, you might feel that God has said, yep, this is what I want you to do. Maybe there's a calling on your life. Maybe it's like, okay, I need to go in this direction. He's asking me this. But you can't see how that is even possibly going to work right now. Until God begins to make a way, wait on that. Hold on to that promise until he starts to show you how to step out into that. And then there's going to be that moment where that door opens and you have to decide whether you're going to walk on the water. Are you going to take that first step out? And yes, your heart will race and yes, you'll get the sweats and all of those fears will run through your head. But God is asking you to step out into what he has for you and to stop running away from it. To begin to head towards what he has. And it's okay to be wrong. Every single time God gives me a word in church or like the speaking out in tongues, I wrestle with that every single time. I go, please God, not right now. I don't think I can do that. What if someone doesn't interpret it? What if I'm wrong? Like the fear that comes, that tries to stop, and then God just says, right, just do it, Kerry. And as I step out, I see God doing things. And I see that for you guys too, in some of our prayer meetings and our breaking intimidation time that we had together. We saw God show us new things and to give people those, show them that they actually have these gifts there right within them. And as we desire them and we use them, they begin to grow and we begin to grow in it and we get close to God and we get that blessing from doing it as well. Sometimes it's not always blessing. Sometimes God's given me a word for someone and they haven't taken it very well. But that's on them, it's not on me. As long as I've obeyed him, and then God, I have to let God do the rest. So, I wanted to just talk just a little bit about that intimidation and those fears. That some of the key points that I got out of the Breaking Intimidation series that we did in John Bevere, right? So, John Bevere says that a believer will backslide in his or her gift if they don't use it. So you may have a gift that's sitting there that God said, here you go, I've given it to you. But if you don't use it, it's gone dormant. And God gives you gifts to benefit others, not only yourselves. So if you don't use your gift, someone else is missing out, right? So John Bevere says, so minister it. Don't sit on it. Except he says it with an American accent. Right. The devil wants to seek to intimidate. His main goal, if he can't stop you from believing in Jesus, And you're determined, right? Nope, that's it. I believe that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. He knows he hasn't got you. But if he can make you ineffective, if he can stop you from using your gifts, if he can make you sitting there just lukewarm, he's going to do it. And so there's that challenge. Are you going to be cold? Are you going to be lukewarm? Or do you want to be hot? Do you want to be hot?
Yes.
Some of you do. We want to serve him. We want to have just like this close relationship with him, right? We want him in our hearts. We want him in our every single minute of the day. We want him there, close to us. But we have to seek that. We have to allow that to happen. So the last scripture, the Breaking Intimidation series, a lot of it was based on this. I remind you to fan into flame the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. We're going to read that together, right? Let's read it together with emphasis. Okay. Let's go from the start. This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. He's not given us the spirit of fear. But we live our lives in constant fear. Fear of things going wrong. Fear of people. What will people say if I do that? He's given us so much more than that. He's given us power. If you have Jesus Christ in your life, you have the power that Jesus had when he walked on the earth. You have the power to walk up to somebody who's hurting and say, "Hey, can I pray for you?" Because God can do miracles through you. And we have love. When we love other people, so much can happen and change. Even when we don't like them very much. But if we choose to love our enemies, God can do so much. So much. And that self-discipline thing, who likes that one? But he gives us that. He gives us self-discipline. So we can learn to have that self-discipline. We can learn to control our outbursts of anger. We can learn to read our Bibles every day. We can learn to include him every day in prayer. We can learn to walk away from those temptations of sin that often feel like they have more power over us than what Jesus does. But he's given us that power. He's given us the ability to walk away from it. But sometimes we just don't grasp it. We sometimes wallow. So, the challenge today is to step out into the calling that God has for you. To use the gifts of the Holy Spirit. To learn more, ask more questions. If you want to know how to give a word in tongues, or you want to know how to interpret one, then start asking questions. If you want to know how do you get a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom, start asking questions. Start finding out. Start asking God as you desire those things. Like I remember one day going, "Oh God, what is that like? Speaking out a word in tongues, you know, like I know I started to really like wonder about it and think about it, and then it was like it, then the Holy Spirit came over me, and I remember the first time I was petrified. I had no idea what this meant or what it was going to do and who was going to interpret it and all of that stuff. But as I stepped out, I saw what God did. And I remember there was a time that came on, that same Holy Spirit prompting came on me, and I ignored it. Felt horrible afterwards. And I think that's when you know you've missed something. But that's okay to make those mistakes because then we learn from them, don't we? We go, okay, yep. Next time, I'm going to do what you say, God. Next time, I will obey. Because that gift is not for us, but it is for other people. As well as that benefits us. So let's pray and finish up. And I hope that you will have the confidence to step out into what God has called you to do. All right. Lord, I thank you for the word that you gave me today to share. Lord, I thank you that your Holy Spirit comes and ministers to us and that you are with us always. And Father, help us and strengthen us to step out into what you have for us, to use the gifts you've given us, the things that are of our natural ability, reveal those to us. Lord, reveal our self-worth, what you think of us. Lord, help us each and every day to draw closer to you, every single day to draw close to you, Lord Jesus, and to lean on you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to today's message. For more information or to listen to other podcasts, head to our website at bethelcrc.org.au or check out Bethel Family Church on Facebook.